KROC AM. Rochester's Good Morning. It's Friday. Time to talk with the old guy, Gary Drugg, from Gary's Appliance Service here in Rochester, where you get your stuff fixed by the old guy. How you doing today, Gary?
Well, Rich, I'm still cold.
Other than the cold.
Cold and old.
Cold and old.
Cold and old.
A cold and oldie.
It's actually pretty nice out today.
Today, yeah.
Been pretty good the last couple days.
Well, yesterday afternoon when the wind kicked up and knocked it down
a roads
again. But anyway,
I was hearing the stories about the east-west roads. My brother has to drive a route, and he said like 30 going to the west was just pretty much impassable. The drifts were foot and a half high across the road. Okay, what are we talking about today? Not the weather.
Pre-washing dishes before washing in the dishwasher.
Uh-huh.
If you wash your dishes, or if you rinse your dishes before you wash them, you're not only wasting water, you're wasting time. Modern dishwashers do such a good job that pre-washing is totally unnecessary.
I just don't trust them.
All you need to do is scrape or get the big chunks off.
Yeah, you get the chunks off. Over and over and over again, I'm still rinsing them.
Yeah, well, just wait a little further on, and you'll see why. I found that's how I got this story for this upcoming tip. Remember, we need the leftover food particles to help activate the soap. Pre-washing does not get the dishes any cleaner. Instead, the extra soap can cause streaking on the glassware, leave Lemon Joy flavored film on the drinking glasses, and sometimes cause a leak out through the air vent of the door.
Really?
For real.
For real. So you wash the floor and you wash the dishes at the same time if you use too much soap.
I've done that before.
That's why the milk tastes like lemonade.
You got a new deal going.
Yeah. Maybe I'll
call it Milk Joy.
So if I leave chunks on the plates, then my milk won't taste like lemonade.
Not chunks.
No, you knock the chunks off, either into the disposal or into the wastebasket or on the dog dish.
Okay, leave the residue of spaghetti sauce and things like that.
Right, right. Just get the chunks off because it grinds them up. It grinds the chunks up, but then if you get too many chunks, it makes the big chunks into little chunks.
And
then
okay.
Follow?
I'm trying.
All right.
Now think of the extra water that you use in pre-washing. Modern dishwashers barely use any water. Most normal cycles use less than 5 gallons, and some of the new aquasensing models use less than 2 gallons. Hmm. But they still do a tremendous good job of cleaning the dishes.
It's hard to believe they use that little. In the old dishwashers, it just seemed like they kept recycling. Didn't recycle anything. The water just went through. Yeah. But these new ones are pretty slick.
And it always seemed like the old ones, we pulled them out, and they still, if you didn't rinse them off, they were still dirty.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Okay, here's what started the story.
All right.
Kitchen faucets tend to output between 1.5 and 2.2 gallons per minute. An older faucet's flow may be as high as 7 gallons per minute. So if you're spending more than a minute rinsing your dishes before you put them in the dishwasher, you're likely doubling how much water the cleaning process uses.
You do realize you're pretty much destroying every single thing my mother taught me about washing dishes here.
You do not need to wait until the dishwasher is full before running another load, as washing a half a load uses less water than pre-washing.
Huh. Well, now that's something I never thought about either.
See, now I'm going to go home tonight, and I'm going to
put in your spoon and turn on the dishwasher.
I'm going to tell this exact same story to the better half,
and she won't believe you.
Not a word I'm saying.
Take the script with you.
Take the empty milk gallon and put it under the faucet and time a minute. See how
you're wasting water.
Yeah.
Leave it on the dishes. Gary says,
if it turns out that some specks of food are left behind on a dish, you can always put it back in the dishwasher for the next wash. Except maybe you don't have enough dishes. Even though the wash cycle would be less wasteful than pre-washing every dish. So with soft water and the water temperature around 140, 150 degrees, you use about a teaspoon of powdered soap, remembering that the cups are sized for hard water. The soap packets are the easiest to use, as liquid soap is too concentrated to determine the correct amount.
How about those little little container things that you stick in?
Yeah, that's the packet.
We've shifted over to that completely now.
Yeah, like the ones I brought in for you, the little Finish.
We're using, got a little blue and green and white.
We're using those Finish ones.
Yeah.
You know, and that brings up a little quickie here.
Mm-hmm.
I went to unload the dishwasher the other day, and that packet had fallen down. It was laying in the bottom of the dishwasher, and what?
Didn't even dissolve.
Dishes were all nice and clean, though.
As far as you could tell.
Yeah, well, I looked at them.
Okay, when you say modern dishwasher, how modern?
What is considered a modern dishwasher, the last 5 years?
Well, average dishwasher lasts 10 to 12 years.
Okay.
And usually by that time, the racks are falling apart. So, and the racks cost so much, you're better off put the money towards a dishwasher. So.
All right. Well, if you are having a dishwasher issue or just questions about what we've been talking about, or you want to argue with Gary, or you got another issue coming up, and send him an email or give him a call at 226-8300. The email address is gdrug@hotmail.com, and make sure you put something on the subject line. Right, Gary?
That's correct, Rich. And remember, I have the most parts in town in stock of anybody. If I do not have them and I have to order them, most of them will come overnight without shipping. However, I do work by myself, so sometimes you have to leave a message. 226-8300, Gary's Appliance Service.